Right, well, it's 23:45. I'm in my hotel room, a short walk away from the very wonderful Frontline Club, and I'm going to tell you a bit about the event tonight, which was about, will the internet win the next election? I'll go as quickly as I can. Chaired by Adam Bolton from Sky News' political editor, bloggers on the right were Ian Dale and Paul Staines. Paul Staines is also known as Guido Fawkes, been in the news recently. On the other side of the page, I suppose, Matthew McGregor, who is a member of the Labour Party and runs the London office of Blue State Digital, who were credited with masterminding Obama's online success. And also Alex Smith, who is the new editor of Labour List, replacing Derek Draper, who I think I mentioned earlier in a previous boo. And I'm going to split this piece in two. I'm going to give you a quick overview of what everybody said in response to some of Adam Bolton's questions. Then I'm going to post that, and then I'm going to tell you some of the things I sort of think, early thoughts on reflection. It started with Matthew being asked about it. You know, can the internet win the next election? And he pretty firmly said, no, the internet can't make it win. What the Obama campaign did, which is interesting, is it harnessed the power of community and of openness and of engagement. And it's about the number of calls people were prepared to make pitching for Obama. And he mentioned the one thing they're working on, the Hope Not Hate campaign, which is a kind of about defeating some of the nasty stuff that the BNP, who are apparently using the internet very effectively, are talking about. And he said, quote, "The internet is a tactic, not a strategy. It lowers the barrier and it enables openness and transparency." But equally, he sees that as a challenge to our existing political parties. So how will the media deal with the fact that if there is openness, some people might disagree with the party line? Will they portray that as splits? And also for activists, you know, what does that mean about loyalty? He believes that there is an opportunity for more direct action and cites the Hope Not Hate campaign as part of that. We then moved to Ian Dale. Ian said the internet could lose the election for individual candidates, and he believes it's the first election where mobile phone access, filming, social media will make candidates much more observed, I suppose. Although he says he thinks the parties don't really know what to use the internet for. It's very much about outbound marketing, not much interaction, very much in broadcast mode. And what Ian Dale says, if you look at him and at Guido Fawkes, he said, "We get more hits every day than all the three main parties put together." He said British politics has become much more about controlling the message rather than anything else. Right, then we went on to Alex Smith. He is the new editor of Labour List. He's been in the job 6 weeks. He's working 17-hour days, apparently. He came to our table. I'll tell you about the format later. He said the internet will play a crucial role in the next election. He said it's okay for people like The Telegraph. The Telegraph, with their expenses thing, apparently they have 30 temps collating the expenses and digging into the stuff. Interesting looking at some of the stuff that at Psych Media is doing in terms of analysing this. He talked about viral video, and he talked about the fact that the debate in the next election, which is only 12 months away, will be shaped by the internet. Then we go on to Paul Staines, who blogs as Guido Fawkes, and his blog is Order Order. He says he's mainly writing for the lobby and for the anoraks. He said mostly now, it's about anoraks, and he sees them as the vector for his stories. He is about campaigning journalism, not pitching a particular campaign for a particular party. He said he thinks that in the next election, the local constituency anorak will catch out the local MP, especially re-expenses. And he says he's prepared to run a good story wherever it comes from and about whatever party, regardless. Okay, so that's the sort of the first batch of stuff. So if you like that, that's the reportage, that's sort of what people said. And there's a bit more than that, but I think you've got the essential flavour in less than 5 minutes. So I'm going to tell you what I think next.